And someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper.
Hot-headed, crazy.
Okay.
Huh? Hot-headed or crazy.
And you say, well, say something that happened to embarrass him. You say, well, you better not tease him about that, because on that subject, he's still a little bit...
sore?
Or a little bit...
hot-headed?
Uh-huh. Did you ever say touchy or touches?
Yeah, touches. A little...
Mm-hmm. And
fanatic?
You say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know we'd get so...
mad.
And someone's about to lose their temper. You tell them to just keep...
cool.
Okay. Anything else?
Don't get so shuck up.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever say keep calm or keep calm?
Be calm.
And if you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
tired.
Any other expressions?
Very hungry.
Or you'd say you're...
fatigued.
Uh-huh.
Fatigued.
Or you're just completely...
exhausted.
Or completely...
wore out.
And if a person had been well and suddenly you hear that they've got some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they...
took sick.
And if a person went outside in bad weather and came in and was sneezing and everything, you say...
fixing to take flu.
Or yesterday he went out in bad weather and he...
got the flu today.
Or talking about a cold, you'd say he...
got a cold today.
And... would you say he caught a cold or took cold or...
took a cold.
And if
he didn't catch it. He didn't catch a cold.
You don't ever say catch a cold?
Or he didn't caught a cold.
You just say he...
took a cold.
And if he couldn't talk right, he sounded a little bit...
hoarse.
And if you do that, you have a...
cold.
And... say if you got someone some medicine and you go in and still see the medicine by their bed, you'd say, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And the person would say, well, I already
took it.
And in another hour, I'll
take it again.
Okay. And you say, a bee stung me in my hand.
And it's swollen.
Okay. Right after it stung me, my hand
started swelling.
Or it did what?
Swollen.
And say, if a bee stings you, then your hand will...
swell.
And someone can't hear anything at all. You say that they're...
deaf.
And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
sweated.
And a sore that comes to a head is called a...
rising.
Any other name?
Boil.
And when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out...
pus.
What about in a blister?
Supposed to.
What, or the clear stuff?
Yeah.
You call that pus?
No, it's... I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Say if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd have to get a doctor to look at the...
wound?
And sometimes the wound won't heal back right. You get sort of a skinless growth over it. Has to be cut out or burned out. You call that?
Chronic sore.
Or a horse can get it too, like on their leg, you know? It's some... when it doesn't heal right, gets just the skin doesn't grow back like it should. And you gotta cut it out or burn it out. Call that. Did you ever hear some kind of flesh?
Proud flesh?
Huh?
Proud, burn the proud flesh out of?
Mm-hmm. And if you had a cut on your finger, a brown liquid medicine you could put on it. It stings.